Larry Gleason, Trevor Harris with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Thanks so much also to Jose Duaso, who will be running the Cribs Summer Classic. That'll be coming up in 2 weeks on the 12th down at Christopher Columbus High School. Really good football programs from South Florida going there, including state champions like West Boca and also St. Tom or Chaminade. And some really good things too. The 2 weeks later, they'll be having the Crib Classic Summer Combine, which will attract some of the top 26, 7, and 8 athletes, maybe even some 29 incoming freshmen as well. As we talked, I think over the last couple of weeks, Florida State University, and you could call it the Tim Harris Jr. effect, also coupled with, you know, so many other things happening up there, but they've done really well recruiting, and especially here in South Florida. I mean, just last week they picked up, you know, I mean, you can call him a three-star only because people don't really know him, but he plays like a four or five-star, Jason Lopez from Chaminade Madonna. He's one of the kids that they picked up along the way with Brandon Bennett, the speedster out of American Heritage. I mean, they've really done extremely well. You look at Devin Carter out of Douglas County and Georgia, and Xavier Tiller, the kid from Langston Hughes, also out of the Georgia area. They have really done well. And if you remember, a couple years ago, everyone was talking about, oh, wow, they've done real well in the portal. But then last year, not so much. But they've gone back to the basics. You know, when FSU coaches were down here about 2-3 weeks ago doing part of the FAU Combine, I had a chance to talk to Coach Mike Norvell and some of the assistant coaches that were on hand, Pat Surtain, and they're optimistic about what this program's doing, especially when it comes to recruiting. Somebody who covers this team inside and out, and he does probably as good a job as anybody, is Nick Carlisle, and he's kind enough to join us. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly, you know, still a busy time, you know, of year because of the NIL and all the transfer portal. But you got to admit that the Seminoles are doing pretty darn well when it comes to recruiting class for 2026.
No, absolutely. It's good to hear from you, Larry. I think if you told most Florida State fans that after a 2-10 season, they'd be entering the dead period in recruiting with, by most accounts, with the recruiting services, a top 10 recruiting class. Yeah. I can't imagine the looks that you would have gotten if you told many Florida State fans that. But the new staff certainly hit a hot streak, and I think a lot of that has to do with being able to get a quarterback back into the fold with Mustang Oklahoma's Jaden O'Neal, obviously a kid originally from California. But no, they absolutely hit a hot streak, and I'm sure Florida State fans are pretty giddy about where this class is, considering the season that they had last year. And me personally, I view this as a much healthier class as opposed to the class that they were forming a year ago.
Yeah, well, it was kind of even kicked off during that really good year when Darryl Bell from Goldman High School in Miami Lakes was the first player to commit to, you know, of this class. And that was back in 23 when FSU was doing really, really well. And I think a credit to this coaching staff is that even during a tough time last year, they were able to keep this kid around. This kid's a great athlete. I've watched him many, many, many times. But he's like one of those guys. I mean, the recent commitment of Jacoby Green, kid that played at Niceville last year. He's transferred back to Gadsden County, you know, to play this coming year. I mean, they've got some guys. I mean, you know, I mean, I look at a lot of these kids, especially from the South Florida area, and Karan Maycock, you know, a guy that I think is way, way undersold, you know, because a lot of people hadn't watched him. He's grown quite a bit. And then Tadarius Hughes, who was at South Day last year, he's at Miami Northwestern now. Those type of guys lead you to believe, you know what, there's somebody in there that knows a little bit about a recruiting. And then you add probably the best story in Luke Francis. Here's a kid from NFL Europe. I mean, you know, a lot of people didn't even know him. In fact, a lot of people down here still don't know who he is. And this is a kid who comes in as a three-star. He's a big kid. You know, he's 6'4", 300-something pounds. Credit to FSU and a great job of really beating the bushes, Nick, because You know, that's part of the recruiting, is to have people, you know, that you can count on for information, or people that will tell you things that they may not tell anybody else.
No, absolutely. And I think what you're seeing with this class is the trusting of the evaluation. You know, some of these kids may not, to your point about even Karan Maycock, who I think is one of the best defensive players in South Florida. I mean, he's a criminally underrated. You know, you're talking about guys that may not get the publicity that maybe some of the other prospects get, but you take a look at their film and you just see it. You see the versatility on the field. You see the explosiveness. And I think the evaluation of these kids is something that this staff has done well recently. And you kind of mentioned it. Luke Francis is a kid that show up for a big man camp on campus at Florida State. And the eyes of every single person on the coaching staff lit up when they saw this kid. Sure, he's raw. Sure, he's got a little bit of a ways to go. I think he only recently, you mentioned the NFL Academy, he only started recently playing, I think, maybe 1 or 2 years ago. So
yeah,
there's room to grow there. There's room to grow, not only in his skill set, but in his body as well, as he gets bigger and stronger. And they offered him that day, followed up with an official visit later that weekend, and he's in the class. So they've done a really nice job at, you know, maybe not going star chasing and making sure that their evals are on point. And, you know, they're getting good character fits as well. I mean, he's a great kid, And you can say that about a lot of the kids that are committed to the program.
Well, you know, and also, Nick, they had a really good, outstanding summer camps. And I was up there for the 1 day camp, you know, when they had a 7-on-7. And then and you know, you could see it. And then when they, you know, I like the part where they took, 5-6 of their coaches to Boca Raton to the FAU camp, because then they got a little bit different perspective out of kids, you know, that they may not have had, you know, to come all the way up to Tallahassee from the South Florida area. And, you know, you look, and when you see a coach like Coach Norvell or any of the assistants watching all the drills and watching the kids and, you know, making comments, I mean, that's big. You know, the average person may not understand that, but when it comes to recruiting, little things like that, to have a coach, you know, like Mike Norvell watching, you know, a line drill, or watching, you know, linebackers, or you know, just watching receivers run their patterns, that's huge. And I think that really also worked in their favor this offseason as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a difference between having to recruit South Florida and wanting to recruit South Florida. And I think, you know, Norvell going down with his staff to the satellite camp at FAU shows that he wants to recruit down there. He wants to make relationships. It's a year-round effort to go down there, because obviously Florida State is not the only program competing down there. You got the local schools and all those big schools. Everybody wants a piece of the pie down in South Florida. Not only is it just good for relationships and showing the intent and showing these kids that, you know, you are recruiting them, you are interested in them. They've been able to find some players there too. I mean, Max Redman last cycle was a guy that they identified and evaluated at that FAU camp that they had either last year or the previous year. So it's been beneficial in terms of acquiring talent, evaluating talent early, but you know this better than anybody, Larry. It's a relationships business, even with all the NIL stuff and how that's changing college football. So it's fantastic from a relationship side of things to see you know, Norvell go down there and form bonds with these kids. And not even so much Norvell, who's been in this role for 5 years, but some of the staff that like a Tim Harris Jr., who obviously has a tremendous ties to South Florida, him getting back down there. And some of these guys that – like Tony White, who's been out in Big Ten land for a while. So yeah, just good on all accounts.
Yeah, no, I agree. And certainly the season is fast approaching. Alabama's right around the corner. There's a lot to be excited about. Some new faces, as you mentioned, as well as the stadium getting a little bit of a facelift as well. And it, you know, they come into the 2026 or 2025 season with question marks, just like everybody else does. But I think with some of the additions to the program, the fact that the recruiting is going really, really well, that I think that kind of bodes extremely well for them. I know you're going to stay on top of it. You and I will be talking. I want you to, you know, stay close to us, and anything that goes on, just let us know. And as always, Nick, continue to do the great job that you do. Very few people are as diligent as you do, as you do this. And we will stay in contact, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you so much. God bless.
Good stuff. You too. Nick Carlisle. I'll tell you what, he works so hard. I mean, he really does. He busts his tail. And I run into him at everything. And he always has, if I have questions, he always has a lot of great answers. That's a guy, definitely, if you follow him, just continue to do so, because he's that type of guy, you know. And he immerses himself in what he does extremely well. I like that as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we will wrap things up. Gio Milian. We'll talk University of Miami football next.